Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. I know it's late again, almost 2 a.m. Just want to do a quick recap of what happened today. And, you know, tomorrow is a new day. Very exciting. Blah, blah, blah. So, today, I think in terms of think, it was wonderful. Had a great day. Able to make progress. Brainstorm well together. We came up with some, I guess, key characteristics we would like to see in the community, and able to, I guess, basically decide to build real basic MVP. But there are three streams of tests we would like to run. One is actually interviewing users, have a great understanding of learner's journey, you know, people who are making effort to overcome that sugar crash. Obviously, there are a lot more people who decide to not do anything about it. And then we want to do landing page tests. And on top of it, or more separately, we also want to do tests on MVP, just to gotta see how people would interact with it. What else? I think in terms of think, it was awesome for us to get a chance to reflect on team dynamics, think about who we want to work with, the people who have similar area of interest, and also align it with the mission, which I don't know, maybe I'm downplaying a little bit. I do think 100% aligned with the vision, because in some ways it's the places that are hard hit, people who don't have access to a lot of opportunities, meetups, whatever. They are more, well, maybe this is an assumption, they would be more interested in these kind of convenient tools of online community, and be able to, you know, kind of mingle with people. And, you know, it's going to be a mixture of existing social networks and online new friends, essentially. But I think there's one area that we definitely need to research more, and in order to understand, is the intricacies around facilitating online communities, which is somewhat different to offline ones. Yeah, but what's more interesting that happened today is the amazing founder story of IMDb. You know, IMDb now is obviously part of Amazon, but before that, its origin story. You hear the origin story from the actual founder, and realizing how, for him, right, the whole idea of a movie database was really stemmed from his personal need to keep track of the movies he's watched, and his passionate interest in movies led him to online forums back when internet was just at its beginning stage in the 80s. And through the online forums, there were basically a lot of people asking questions that he had answers to, and realized he should just share his database with people. And at the time, you would have to download this software and download the data and query it yourself, because it was before the web. And from there, organically, it became a web service when time was mature, and in that it grew. But the whole journey, right, the whole platform was powered by volunteers, people handling different parts of the database. And at the point they were approached by Amazon, speaking of acquisition, the founder has not met every single one person in this heavily distributed team. But by that point, the company was already registered, and everyone on this team, about 20 people internationally who haven't met each other, the person, I guess, the person who's met most members in this distributed team is indeed the founder. Most other members have not met each other, and the founder has not met every single one of them. So it's just one of those cases where the internet was this pure, happy, non-commercial place, right? And there's just deep level of trust. So yeah, the founder found a way to, it was 5 years in, the founder decided to register this as a company, started selling ads, and it just had steady revenues, and gradually he became a full-time employee, and then other members who are on board also became full-time employees. One by one, kind of partly dependent on whether they're willing to give it a go, because it seemed crazy and risky at the time. And from there, a few years in, Amazon wanted to acquire them, and their distributed team, to this day, is still the case. Don't you just love that? They made distributed team work like wonders. It's in their DNA. In this case, the founder was simply scratching his own itch. And when you scratch your own itch, you're able to build perfect product. He has such passion for movies. He's watched 11,000 movies at the time of the talk. He started watching his first movie at age 5. Now he's 46. In 40 years, he watched 11,000 movies. Unique movies. Some movies he watched 15 times. Isn't that crazy? But it really shows that he's, he's doing the job that he loves. So yeah, good for him. Good for him. But yeah, it's definitely a story of nearly accidental success. They weren't chasing money. They were doing what they cared about. They were patient with it. Let it grow. They supplemented it with having a full-time job on the side until it made sense to go full-time on IMDb. And what's most, touching for me personally from this whole talk is his genuine level of enthusiasm. You need to care, you need to have goosebumps when you talk about what you're working on. Alright, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.